This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking heroics. And you can hear that even with Trevor and myself, that there, we have completely different perspectives on what is heroic. There was a shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana yesterday. Another one. And apparently there were two teachers who were in the movies together. And it was apparently it wasn't the movie that the idea of the Aurora shooting was that it may have been engendered by a violent movie. This one was Trainwreck, which is not violent at all. And apparently it hadn't even started yet. It was right after the previews. But one of the teachers threw herself over the other teacher and essentially saved her life because the sense was that, the one was shot in the leg, but would have been, if she hadn't been protected, would have been shot in the head and probably would have not survived. So, and I think there's no question that that's heroic. I mean, it is. It's selfless. But I think if the idea that heroism has to be public or has to be life-threatening, I think is, I think that it, Trevor and I were just chatting that it maybe has become kind of a political term. And for me, you can hear it's not. If Trevor's definition is being selfless and doing something where you'd have to be at risk. And mine is not at all about that. It's just doing the best you can with what you've got and not complaining about it. So mine is a very kind of mundane, sort of meat and potatoes kind of notion of heroism. And it's obviously going to be much more common. And you don't have to be at risk. You don't have to save anybody else. I mean, in theory, it's not even about life-threatening situations or anything of that sort. It's just, and I'm kind of more the, rather than extraordinary acts of sort of small acts of everyday courage. And I think, for example, somebody, as I said, who doesn't do very well in school, shows up every day and does the best they can. Somebody who tries out for a sports team. There was an example that I've never forgotten from elementary school where the teacher who was in charge of the student council, who's always, you know, everybody always likes whoever that teacher is, right? They're kind of the one who's really very, the students really like them. I suppose that's how they get the position. And he talked about the fact that a guy ran against him from, they were in school from elementary school all the way through high school, and I think they may even have gone to the same college. And this guy ran against him for, I think his name was Ramsey, believe it or not. Not Dave Ramsey, but I think it just popped into my head, who was the school counselor, the teacher who oversaw the student council. And he said they ran against each other every year, and Mr. Ramsey always won. To a certain extent, I think the guy who runs against him is kind of heroic. I mean, you could also say that he was obsessive or kind of foolish. But the idea of when you want something going for it and not and sort of putting aside your fears and your embarrassment and your sense of maybe even the likelihood. I mean, I think there's something sort of heroic about that. So, I was just interested in what your definition of, and you folks' definition of a hero was. And we can see that it falls more in Trevor's, in Camp Trevor or Camp Joy. All right, Trev.
Yes.
Let's hear what people think is heroic.
Okay. This first one comes from Tony, who says, I know what is not a hero, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, I don't know why you would say that one way or the other. I mean, I think that he would probably fall into, I don't know if he's a hero per se, but I think what he did is brave. I think sort of going against the tide always takes more courage than going with the tide. But again, if you use my definition of doing the best you can with what you've got, I just think change takes enormous courage. It's not something we do inherently. And the more desperate the situation, the more unlikely it is, just because our own sense of self and well-being gets so undermined. I mean, it's not very hard to take chances if you think that everything goes your way, and you have a history of everything going your way. When things don't, when you have a history of things not working out as you want, I think it's much more difficult to change, because it's the unknown, and the unknown can feel really scary if the known feels uncomfortable. You'd think intellectually and logically that things are lousy enough, you might as well take a chance, because they're probably not going to get much worse. And I would agree with you logically. Unfortunately, that's not how most people feel about things, because that our emotions and our intellect might be, first of all, I'm not sure we use our intellect in those circumstances. We tend to be more emotional than intellectual. But I just think that the change is so difficult, whether you're talking about losing weight or stopping smoking or looking for a new job or starting an exercise routine or moving to a new city. Change is hard for human beings. And when you're talking about changing something as fundamental as your sex, of how you, your name, I mean, women can tell you how difficult it is, and many don't do it anymore, to change your name when you get married. That a lot of women hyphenate, a lot of women keep their name these days, which was not considered much of an option when I got married. But I remember how long it took me to begin describing myself in a different way, and that was, I hadn't changed how I looked, I changed how I labeled myself. So whether you agree with the decision or not, and I'm not sure it's up to any of us to agree or disagree with that decision, it's obviously a personal decision. Point is, he's been a public person for so long, and I think making public changes is really difficult. So whether you think, from my definition, it's certainly brave. Now, whether it's heroic or not, you know, that's what we're sort of in search of, is what is a hero. But it's certainly, I think, whether you agree with it or not, and again, I don't know that it's up to us, that it takes a certain amount of courage to sort of come out and say, this is who I really am. I think all of us have a hard time doing that. Okay, keep going.
All right, Jude says, Trump's toupee is on too tight. McCain is absolutely a war hero. There's no way Trump could endure anywhere near the amount of torture McCain endured.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think if we sort of remove it from the personalities and saying, is just in enduring things heroic? I don't know. I'm not being disingenuous. I'm saying we're really in search of a definition here. And you can hear that it's not so hard to describe what heroism isn't. But what a hero is, yeah, you can hear it. It's not that easy to describe. I mean, we sort of think like we all know it. Here's what Wikipedia says. Just so, you know, I suppose we might as well have some vague sense of what somebody else says. Is a person or character in the face of danger and adversity or from a position of weakness displays courage, bravery, or self-sacrifice. A distinguished courage or ability admired for his or her brave deeds and noble qualities. So, I mean, if we say it's courage, I mean, look, then I think that Caitlyn Jenner, that's courage.
That's courage in the face of adversity. I mean,
yeah, and I think
adversity.
Donald Trump gets to be a hero because I think what he said was not politically correct, and so we'd have to view him as a hero. He was courageous. John McCain, you know, I assume that I don't know how he underwent torture. I don't know that any of us can be. I think the whole thing about torture is that torture works, and so does enduring something, because I don't know whether that is or not. And it's not that I'm agreeing. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm just saying that if we accept that definition of courage, of heroism, is courage, bravery, or self-sacrifice, I suppose a self-sacrifice sort of falls into that. You can hear it's not, you know, we all think we know exactly what it is, and it's a little more complicated, which is sort of the point of the question. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking about something that I think is a little bit more complicated than at first blush, which is what's a hero. And admittedly, this was instigated by Donald Trump's statements earlier in the week about John McCain. I guess it was actually last weekend. And the issue for me is, and I mean, I think the point, whatever story that I sort of take this as a jumping off point. My point is to have you think about things in a maybe different way than you have before. And so rather than saying good person, bad person, how do you define it? And it sounds like you guys are doing a lot of what a hero's not and who you don't like. And I suppose that's one of the questions, which is, are heroes likable? And to a certain extent, that may be part of the issue, right? Is that do we like, if we don't like somebody, can they still be heroic? And, I would argue that probably not, don't you think? I mean, our heroes, almost by definition, we have to like them. We sort of elevate them to a status that says that you are better than we are. And I don't think we tend to elevate people that we don't like. So it's not only that you have to be brave and courageous, but you have to be likable, right? Can you think of any hero that's not likable?
Well, that's interesting. But that kind of gets back to the question of whether or not heroism kind of depends on whether something occurs in the public or private realm. You know, if somebody's a kind of more private hero or...
Well, but if they're a private hero, we're not going to know about it anyway.
Well, right, so exactly.
That's a personal definition.
For someone to stay a hero and be in the public eye, they have to obviously be likable.
Well, and think about what we do to people that we elevate to heroic status, and then we find out we don't really like them very much. We trash them, right? Or we find out that somebody that we thought we really liked wasn't quite as heroic, that Brian Williams. And I'm not sure that people... Well, I think people did view him as heroic, as kind of being really brave. And so then instead of saying, well, okay, he lied. I'm not saying that was okay at all, but I'm saying if you make somebody a hero, that you essentially elevate them, right? And you find out either that they weren't, because I don't think we do it to people we don't like. And it may be that we look at the deed and decide we like the person, and if they turn out to be unlikable, you know, Molly bar the door. We're not going to be very nice to them. So I think heroism almost, and I hadn't really ever thought about it before, requires that people be likable as well. Because I don't think you can think of an unlikable hero. And that may be part of what people are talking about the examples that they've given of people that they don't think are heroic, is that they just don't like them. Who knew? All right, let's keep going. Let's see what else.
All right, Ben writes, heroes are all those individuals who put aside personal desires, personal comforts, and possibly even put one's own life aside for loved ones. Unfortunately, leaders expand this concept through awards, punishments, glorified stories, reasonable-sounding reasons, etc., to include the leader's own interests, causes, agenda, and hidden agendas. All loving parents and their children are heroes.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting perspective, isn't it? Because it says that the term gets hijacked and that we call somebody heroic because they're doing what we think should be done, or they're doing a better job than we could do, or basically we like them.
That is interesting, right?
It is, isn't it?
The hijacking part, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and that there has to be a public, which is kind of your point of view, is that there has to be, are there such things as private heroes? Almost by definition, not, right? Because somebody has to see the behavior to be able to evaluate. Do we ever view ourselves as heroic? Maybe that's a question. Let's put that up. Let's put up, have you ever done anything that you thought was heroic?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, you guys may not think this is cool, but the fact that we've kind of taken a word that everybody thinks they know what they mean, and we're figuring out that nobody knows what that means, and it has complete different issues, not to mention some political correctness attached to it. As our last responder just said, that it's been hijacked. So we call somebody heroic if they meet our, you know, if they meet our agenda, meet our criteria. So let's ask people: Have you ever done anything heroic? Because presumably, can there be a private act of heroism? And I would argue, yeah. But do we define it as heroism? Doesn't by definition, for someone to be heroic, doesn't have to be public. Someone has to see it. Because I don't think we call somebody else a hero. I don't think we necessarily call ourselves a hero, which is why I'm putting up the question. Have you ever done anything heroic?
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Okay, Antonio says, my mom is a hero. I can imagine the Pope is a hero, but money hoarders such as Bill Gates and Donald Trump are not heroes. Hard to find a hero these days.
Well, again, it depends on how you define it, right? That if we say that somebody who speaks out against the common sort of zeitgeist, the common sense of what is that heroic? Well, if so, Donald Trump is certainly doing that. If you say that heroism is somebody doing something for other people, Bill Gates gives away a lot of money. So is that heroic? Or has he bettered mankind? We haven't even talked about that. Is there such a thing as, for example, was Jonas Salk a hero? Invented the polio vaccine. I don't know. You guys are coming up with definitions of who a hero isn't, which isn't the same as what a hero is. Because the negative doesn't necessarily prove the positive. See, this is one of those times, I am always saying that, we put up trivial questions and you guys come up with fantastic answers. This is one of those times where I think we put up a question that on the face of it was trivial. You guys are coming up with negative answers, which is really forcing me to come up with much more complicated notion. I don't think we've defined what a hero is yet, other than the Wikipedia. Courageous bravery, but I think it has to be public and it has to be likable for somebody to be called a hero. Frank, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Just fine, Dr. Joy. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have a dilemma I hope you can help me with. I am a 55-year-old male, and I enjoy Detroit ballroom-style dancing. I belong to an organization that does that. Are you kind of familiar with that?
Well, I know ballroom dancing. Tell me what the Detroit part of it is.
It kind of grew out of that. It's with an urban flair, if you will.
Okay, so explain to me, educate me. What's the difference between classic ballroom dancing and Detroit style?
In Detroit style, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more flashy. In Detroit, they call it something different than in Texas. It would be called a two-hand step. Chicago, they would call it stepping. In Pittsburgh, it goes under another name. In Kansas City and Cleveland, pretty much the same thing.
Right, so it's a little flashier, a little more modern than classical ballroom. Can you hang on for me? Because I want to hear more. I want to hear what the question
yes,
is.
Ma'am.
All right, put you on hold. We'll do three-quarter time. We'll waltz. Never mind. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned. We're going to dance around the floor. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Frank, who has just introduced me to a new term, which is Detroit-style ballroom dancing, which I actually Googled it during the break here, and it looks like it's much closer. It's much more hip movement. That classic ballroom dancing is very stylized, and the word rigid isn't probably quite accurate, but I see the difference. Okay, I got it. So Detroit style ballroom dancing. What's the question?
I belong to a local organization, and we have get-togethers for that, social and for dancing. I brought a friend into the group, and he's turned out to be a bit of a masher. And what I mean by that is, at any meeting or gathering, it's about 60 to 70 people, and women outnumber the men almost 2-1.
Okay.
And a lot of and a lot of these women, 35 and up, these are accomplished professional people, working women. And he seems to go too far. I mean, he locks in on them, and he's trying to get them to go home with him, that kind of thing, just above and beyond bearing. And a lot of the people within the group, they're just there for the dance and for the movement, the exercise and the recreation and the socialization. The other part of it is generally when we have a function, there is a meal, a buffet meal served. And he has the table manners of a pig.
Beer.
But my friend is accomplished. He has letters behind his name, and he makes he does well in terms of salary. But he's kind of worn out his welcome, and I've been asked by the leader or the facilitator to pull him aside and talk to him.
Okay.
Since I brought him into the group.
Yeah. Well, I think that's both fair and unfair at the same time, because he's your friend. And, you know, I suppose that's one of those open questions about whether the facilitator of the group should take that responsibility or ask you to do it. So what's your question to me? How you could be most effective, or do you want to do it, or what's the story here?
I'll go ahead and do it. I just need to know how to do it, because this is going to be a blow. I knew that he fancied himself as a ladies' man. I got that.
Okay.
I had no idea that he would go after women in quite that way.
Okay. All right. Well, here one of the ways of dealing with this. How long have you known this dude?
2 years.
Okay. And has he displayed sort of boorish? But what's the basis of the friendship? What do you like about him?
I got to know him in that, I'll be honest, he's my primary care provider.
Okay, well, that is all right. So here's what I would say to him. Listen, you're attractive, you're well-heeled, you're accomplished, and, you know, if I'd like for you to be more effective. I think you've misconstrued the context here, that you're going to be much more effective of getting women to like you if you dial it back a little bit, because this is not a dating service. This is ballroom dancing. So you have the option of being physically close to somebody. And if you let the woman make the first move on you about, gee, would you like to have coffee? Or then I think you're going to be really effective, because you have the whole spectrum of things that women are interested in. But I think you've misinterpreted this as a dating site. It's not primarily, but it could work for you if you do this, this, and this. Number one, you let the women make the pass at you, that you view yourself as dealing with your mother's best friend or your first cousin. And then we need to probably talk about the fact that, you know, what happened about your table manners? You know, you can do better than this. Do you want me to videotape you and show you that, you know, that you know how your mother would be appalled to see you eat like this? I don't know if you'd know him that well, but certainly one of the ways of helping people understand how they appear is the next, you know, it may cost you the friendship, but it's, or maybe even the, you may have to change doctors. But I think you'd be doing him a favor, first of all, in the long run. And if you approach it as we say, the sandwich approach, which is here are all the things that are positive about you, and rather than saying you're acting like a complete jerk, saying, I think you've misinterpreted that this is not primarily dating, and you're going to be much more effective if you allow the women to make the overture, if you were much less sexualized, if you pick an unattractive woman to dance with to begin with. So you're sort of establishing yourself as, first of all, a good dancer, and second of all, a good guy. You're going to have a much easier time finding women who are interested in you, because it's not a dating site. And then what I'd say is, and see how he responds to that. And if he completely doesn't listen to you, then I think the idea about approaching him about his table manners is going to be a waste of time, because he's not going to listen to you on the easy part. And so the hard part, but if he does, if he says, gee, Frank, you know, I never thought of it like that, thank you so much, say, look, as long as we're doing this, as long as we're truth-telling, let me do one other thing for you. If you'd like, have you ever been out for dinner with him before you saw him at the buffet?
No.
All right, here's one possibility. I mean, you could certainly have this discussion if you said, look, let me buy you a sandwich. Okay? So you have the discussion on a thing where you're sitting across from him and eating. And so, therefore, if he then hears what you're saying and responds to it positively, you can then say, you know what? You know, someone had mentioned this to me, and I really hadn't noticed it. But for an educated guy, you act like the Russians are in Newark. What's this thing about your table manners? You act like, you know, if you don't eat. And it may be that, you know, if he is a physician, that he was on call and so he had to jam food in. I would maybe do it, think of it as a two-part, as a two-part exercise. If he doesn't respond to the first, he's never going to respond to the second. If he does respond to the first, if you're in a context that allows you to make it that moment, that may work better. You see what I'm saying?
I do. I'll okay. Give it a shot, Dr. Joy.
Yeah, I'd be really interested to see what happens because, again, it's kind of like, I don't know if you're old enough to remember that they used to have things about bad breath. The commercials on television were always about dandruff or ring around the collar or bad breath. And the idea was that even your best friend won't tell you. And I think that there was some, that really resonated with people because the idea is that's part of what friendship is telling us the hard truths to make us better. Without an agenda. I mean, there's obviously nothing in this for you. You're being heroic. You're doing something brave and courageous, for his benefit. And it's a selfless kind of act. And how he responds to it is going to determine other kinds of things. But I think you are being a friend to him. And I think it's going to be relatively easy to just help him understand that he's misconstrued the context. He's a smart guy. He's gone through medical school. So that's really, he'll either say, oh, you know, you've always been a wimp or you don't know what you're talking about. Or at which point I'd let it go. And then you can go back to the facilitator and say, look, I gave it my best shot. Now it's up to you. And if enough women decide they're just not going to dance with him, then he'll probably get the hint. If he does, if he hears that this was really a very difficult thing for you to do and you had no agenda, you were not trying to embarrass him, you were only trying to be his friend, then you can go on to the issue about eating. And again, a lot of people have bad table manners because most of it is that they're just jamming food in. And for people who have have had short periods of time to eat, they sometimes forget that no one's going to take it away from them. They're not on call. They don't have 15 minutes to eat, that they can slow down and chew and not have food dribbling out of their mouth and not be disgusting. But see, as I said, I would do it as a two-part deal, and I might do the second part in a context where he's already eating, so then you can mention, I noticed that, and someone else had mentioned it to me, as long as we're going to talk about the hard stuff, let me bring this up as well.
Okay, shot.
All right, so
thanks
now I know
so
about...
all your help.
You're welcome. Now I know about Detroit dancing, which really does look like fun. It's not really swing dancing, but it seems to be halfway between swing dancing and ballroom dancing, and that it's sexier. It's not really dirty dancing, but it comes closer to dirty dancing than traditional ballroom dancing does. So there you go. You go, guy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Good luck. Let me know what happens.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the idea of if you're going to tell somebody something awful, it's called the sandwich technique, to sort of fold it into something positive. So because people will, if you start out negative, they'll never hear you. And it's not about sandbagging them. It's just about giving them a safe place to stand so they can hear you. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about heroes and our definition of them, which I think is much more complicated than we think it is. Do we consider Frank a hero? I basically think talking to his friend about the fact that he's acting like an idiot in a situation in which Frank introduced him is heroic. I think it takes courage. It takes bravery. It's a selfless act. There's really nothing for him in it except that he brought the dude in. So, I think that's heroic. And it occurs that when we're talking about public figures, that they also have to be likable, that they're probably people who we don't particularly like, who may have done something, but they're, and we could say, well, you know, they, you know, I don't think that we call them heroes, which sort of falls into my kind of categorization. If there aren't heroes and, or there aren't, you know, heroes and, you know, devils, that there are people, good people who do bad things, and there are bad people who do good things, but then that's who I am. All right, so let's do some more heroes.
We just have the one left, and okay. It's from Marie, who writes, I really don't like to be political on Facebook, and especially on Dr. Joy Brown's page. What is happening to the USA? Everyone is getting so politically correct, even Joy Brown. I give up.
What am I politically correct about? First of all, I would argue that I'm not politically correct. I would also argue that at least on my program, I'm not political. I think that the Donald Trump story, apparently, here's my overview, and then, which is, I think we've become a country that is so divisive. We only listen to people who agree with us. And one of the pleasures of my program, and I brag on you guys all the time, and the Donald Trump story, believe it or not, is one of the things I brag on, because, you know, as Trevor can tell you, we sort of decide what we're going to talk about. Really, it's seat of the pants, and part of it is what's in the news, part of it's what callers call about, part of it is what grabs my fancy. So it's the idea that, you know, it's not like Fridays we're going to talk about adultery. I mean, that is not how the program goes. So by definition, any topic that we talk about and then we put on Facebook, people have to be listening or checking out Facebook to know about it, because there's just no way of knowing ahead of time. And I can give you a number of examples the last several months where there's been something that we put up on Facebook that's had huge response, that was evenly divided between people on, for lack of a better term, the left and the right, even though I don't think of them that way, but people who are very divided in their opinion, who are falling into categories that are fairly public and understandable and discernible, but equally so. And I'm delighted when that happens for two reasons. First of all, because I think I'm one of the few talk shows in America where people are actually... The people from different political stances listen. And not only do you guys listen to me, you listen to each other. And the second reason that I'm incredibly proud about it is that people, in fact, will put up passionate comments without suggesting that somebody is not patriotic or they should go back where they wanted, that they're not ad hominem arguments. They're not saying you're stupid. They're just feeling passion. And I will never try to in any way squelch anybody's passion. God bless, unless you're married and having an adulterous affair, but you know that falls into a completely different category. Pretend I didn't say that. So I'm delighted that, first of all, the different people with different persuasions are willing to listen not only to each other but to me, or not only to me but to each other. And I'm delighted about it. Political correctness, I don't know what you're specifically referring to. But I think I'm probably the least politically correct person you've ever met in your life. And I'm also, at least on the air, not political. The reason I brought up Donald Trump, and he's a great example, is because he was part of what was going on in the world. And part of my program is to tune in to what you guys are talking about. And I mean, any more than, look, I'm a Southerner, right? I was born in New Orleans. We talked about the Confederate flag. So I don't know where your notion that I'm politically correct or incorrect comes from, and I would love to know. Either send me an email or call me about it, because I'm not sure what you're referring to. In terms of political, if Donald Trump is an example, I just Googled who the Republican presidential candidates were. And I actually said, Trevor, do you know how many there are? There are 33 Republican candidates at this moment. The reason I talked about Donald Trump is not because he's a candidate or not a candidate, but because he said things that he is certainly being viewed. And the Republican Party at this point is mad at him. So it's the Donald, I think, is so far, and I think that's the whole point, the Donald transcends political parties at this moment, that he is a cultural figure that is the second best known of 33 candidates. So to view that as a political statement one way or the other, I think is kind of like, I can't even think of a metaphor for it. So I don't think my program is political. I think we'll continue to talk about things that people are interested in. And hopefully you guys will continue to share different points of view with me and with each other, that I am delighted to think that people who have nothing in common with each other politically have in common that they listen to the program. And the emphasis is not even that they listen to the program. The emphasis is that they listen, because I think we're becoming a country that more and more doesn't listen to one another. And as I said, my definition of peace is not that somebody is stifled, because I could, I suppose, talk only about things that occurred on Psychology Today pages. And I do that as well. But I live in the larger world as well. And for me, the whole thing about my program, and hopefully the whole thing about you guys responding, is exactly what I said at the dinner party. It's the peace is at what price? And as far as I'm concerned, that the issue is not peace. The issue is lack of fear. Hopefully you guys are not afraid of each other, and not afraid of me, and not afraid of saying what's on your mind. And I am not afraid to say what's on my mind. And if you guys, you don't have to agree with me. You don't actually have to like me. I appreciate that you listen, not so much because it's me, but because I think that all of us need to be in the habit of listening so that we can, because that's the only way we're going to learn. We're never going to learn what we already know, right? We already know that. So you guys educate me. I would like to think on my best moments I educate you. But I don't know where you think I'm politically correct, and I'm not sure where you think I'm political. But I'm delighted. And I don't even mind you saying that. I just wish you'd be a little clearer so I knew exactly what you were referring to. Because it's obvious. Just like I know what ballroom dancing is. I know where Detroit is. I didn't know what Detroit-style ballroom dancing is. But now I do. So if you want to explain to me why I'm politically incorrect or correct or political, let me know. All right? In the meantime, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. At the same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.